Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Because somebody is about to walk out here who is a cultural icon. But fun fact, do you know that she actually worked as a bricklayer and a mortuary cosmetologist? I gotta know what happened. Whoopi Goldberg, everybody. Did you put makeup on dead people?
Yeah, oh my God, yeah. I put stuff on and you put stuff on to make sure eyes don't pop open and...
Did you have to seal them shut?
Yeah, in the old days, yeah. And that's what they did, you know, they...
Something that is going around, I can't even turn on Instagram or any outlet, I feel like, without hearing about Sister Act 3. Talk yes. about... it to happen. Yeah. Everybody's asking you, cast, like yes. Kiki Palmer, obviously.
Everybody wants to be in it. We just got the script on Friday.
Oh, personally, that's major.
I'm very, very, very pleased. Whatever's wrong, we can fix. And I just want them to give us a go date. So you should let me know if you're in.
I will. Are you kidding me?
No.
With Bella on.
Why not? Let's have some fun. Remember that?
I do remember having fun.
Let's have some fun.
I feel like everyone you mention this to, they're just immediately on board. You've built, this will be the third, the holy trinity of Sister Act 3.
Well, listen, you can't go wrong with 15 singing nuns. you can't, you know? And there's no reason why, I don't know how many of you remember this, but when I was a kid, there was a show called Batman.
Yes, Adam West.
Adam West, the fabulous late Adam West.
Yes.
And they would be walking up the side of the building, and some major star would open a window and say something. I feel like we can incorporate that. Somebody's coming out of the confessional. Maybe dressed as a priest or as a nun. You know, anything is possible.
Did you see, I was watching in real time, my television was on and I had it on Jennifer Hudson's show.
Yes, I did.
She came out on Halloween as you and sang that song.
And sang that song and made everybody realize, oh, she should be a singer. You know, it's like, no, she's brilliant, but...
Well, and you're both EGOTs. Both of you are EGOTs.
Yes.
Now, we were looking at your IMDb IMDb, your movie credit list, there's over 200 credits on there. Is there anything in that 200 that you haven't done and you're dying to do? A remake, some character you've never gotten to play, anything that it's like an itch you haven't scratched?
Yes, there's only one.
What?
I really want to play a monster. Because who would suspect me? But it's because I've always wanted to be a vampire or something that was built and it turned into me. And, you know, because it's my favorite genre. And it's a genre I've not ever been able to play in.
Do you see it like a Guillermo del Toro type of movie?
Listen, if only.
Right.
Please. Please.
Okay, so the last time you were here, we both were single. You weren't dating. Are you dating now?
No.
I am.
Good.
Because it had been so many years, I started to get a little worried.
Well, you know, when it's
like I'm
meant
too good
to happen,
at being alone.
Well, no. You know what? Being alone is not a bad thing.
I love it too much.
Well, perhaps if you are not knitting it together with other stuff, you can be alone and then not alone. And then alone and then not alone.
So you could compartmentalize it a little bit.
Hit and run.
Uh-huh.
So maybe a hit and run is a better way to go. For now. Until you say to yourself, you know, now I really want someone to just be part of this. Right now, that may not be what you're looking for, which is probably why you're doing fine.
So you don't ever get, like, itchy to include somebody in the picture?
For good, no.
But a hit and run?
Hit and runs are great. Because I...
Do you still hit and run?
All the time. All the time. Now, here's what's going to happen. Now that I've said this to you, that's all I'm going to see. Who is the hit and run? People are going to try to figure it out. You can't. You can't figure it out because I made it a point to make sure that that was mine. I didn't want to share it. You know, I don't want it to be part of other people's humor stories about me.
Yep.
Hit and run.
I was just meant.
I know you did.
We have to cut to a quick commercial break. I don't want to leave this conversation. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Goldberg having quite the conversation. Okay, so you have so many things going on right now. In fact, we're just gonna do it in a final five because it's so awesome. This is the final five. Okay, Two Old Broads.
Yes.
I am obsessed with this book. I've been reading it. It's full of prompts and takeaways. Tell us about this extraordinary book.
Dr. Emmy Hecht was a friend of mine. She was
92.
93 when she passed. And it was quite recently. And she said, I'm writing this book. Why don't you write some stuff for me? So I said, well, I'll write some, show me what you want. And so I wrote some stuff with it. And it sort of gelled together.
I mean, it's about taking notes. It's about excursions. It's about going to the doctors. Sex after 60.
Yes.
I read that chapter.
This is about, listen, if you're going to get old, have a good time. Her attitude was, life's too short to be that angry. So do it with some fun. And I'm all about just telling you bad stuff you shouldn't know.
It's so fun. It's so good. Yeah. I am loving it. And then Frankie was reading this last night.
Yes, yes. They are back. The Sugar Plum Ballerinas are back. I brought them out, brought them back, and they are having a lot of fun. A whole bunch of new young readers are discovering them.
Well, we were sitting on the couch. I was reading this and she was reading that. And it was so happy. And your third thing is you executive produce and are in
Till. Oh, my goodness, yes.
My movie, Till. Which is so important.
Yes. Listen.
And it's getting rave critical reviews and success.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It took the man who wrote the original script almost 22 years to get it made. The story is about a mother and son. And it's important for you all to know this because you know parents, you are parents. And this is about the love of a mother for her son that changed the lives of millions of people in the United States of America. And it'll make you fiercer because when you recognize what institutional racism is, when you see it at its full-blown worst, which is what it is in this movie, you realize that any one of us are subject to it. Women, gay folks, trans folks, this is all stuff that can happen to any one of you. This movie is meant for you to take an 11-year-old to, because it's important they know the story. If you're not gonna get it in the history books, we're gonna have to keep making movies about it. Please go see it. It is, I promise you, you will not be unhappy.
We actually have a clip right now. Let's take a look.
Mamie, Bo is growing up. You're gonna have to let him go.
All right, I know that face. That is the face of Mama. Mind your business and go home. Where's my pocketbook?
Mm-hmm. Right here.
Oh, there it is. You need to get you some rest, too.
Now, another film, number 4, on Whoopi's amazing things that you are doing, so prolific. Your 4th movie is A New Orleans Noel.
Yes, with Patti LaBelle. Who I love.
Who I love.
Yes.
And
it's a great holiday movie. I love holiday movies. And I like holiday movies that are kind of, you know, mushy and a little bit, you know, what's going on here kind of stuff. And so I was able to be part of this as producer, Tom and I. I have a producing partner called Tom Leonardis. And we hope people like it. And who doesn't like a love
Lifetime movie? Everybody loves a Christmas movie. There are institutions.
And a Lifetime movie, yeah.
And you're such a fan of Christmas.
Yes.
We get to do our annual Whoopi sweater. I'm so excited. And
just in case you don't celebrate Christmas, okay?
And Whoopi didn't come empty-handed. Everyone in our audience is gonna go home with a copy of her book, Two Old Broads, and a digital download of Sugar Plum Ballerinas. Whoopi, I love you so much. Catch Whoopi's movie, Till, in theaters now, and A New Orleans Noel premiering this Saturday on Lifetime. I cannot thank you enough for coming here. I love you.
Thank you, baby.
And by the way, up next in the news, we're going to talk about how cuffing season has turned into nothing season. And boy, if that's not emblematic of our conversation, I don't know what is. Are you cuffing or nothing?
Well.
It's a hot new trend in dating news. We'll see you in a minute.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Time for some news, and joining us at the desk, he's appeared on Jeopardy and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. How'd you do?
I lost both times.
Oh, dear. But you know what? It's so fun to play the game.
It was really fun, but the buzzer is so hard. It's so big.
Yeah, blame it on the buzzer.
you don't realize the second that she's like, Mayim Bialik,
yes,
stops saying the question, that's when you buzz in. I was told that on her last syllable, that's when you buzz in, and that was dead wrong. They actually lock you out for like a second and a half if you do that, so you cannot jump the gun.
Yeah.
By the way, it's comedian and actor Matt Gaughter.
With useful information for all of us.
Now, you have a new comedy special, Matt Rogers, Have You Heard of Christmas?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Ross.
And it's funny, it's called a comedy special, but you sing in it, act in it. It's very variety almost.
In that
and
way.
And filmic.
Yeah, it's like a throwback a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is, like, I was watching an interview with Mariah Carey a few years ago, who was, you know, trademark be damned, like the queen of Christmas.
Sure.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, okay, she's sort of seasonally ubiquitous.
Yes.
And I realized that's a good life hack. I'm gonna put out an album. I might not be a pop star yet.
Uh-huh.
I might not be as good a singer as Mariah Carey, but I certainly committed to it. And Showtime was like, we're gonna do it.
It's
and so
huge.
Now it's out there.
You're basically Mariah Carey.
You gotta fake it till you make it.
Speaking of Mariah, Matt, will you read our first headline?
Oh, yes, I will. So listen, Vibe reports that Christmas queen Mariah Carey is looking for the perfect actress to play her in a TV series inspired by her best-selling memoir, The Meaning of Mariah Carey. By the way, one of the best reads. So the elusive chanteuse says she has the singing part covered. Whoever is cast can just lip-sync her music. But she wants a, quote, great actress with a somewhat similar look. So who should we tell Mimi to hire?
We did a little thought behind it. We came up with some names.
Yeah, we love Tori Kelly. Totally.
Oh, she's incredible.
Obviously, there's Zendaya.
Yeah,
there's
that's
always
who
Zendaya.
I love. Yeah.
But can we fit it in Zendaya's schedule?
That's
you know what
thing.
I mean? It's like she's in Dune. She's in
booked
this.
And busy,
she's
booked and busy. But it's Mariah.
Yeah,
I don't exactly. know. I think everyone would go see that. And they should release it at Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that'd be huge.
Okay, well, next up. you've heard of cuffing. Yes. Now Metro brings us the new dating term, nuffing. As in, hey, what are you looking for in a relationship? Oh, nuffing serious. The dating app Badu polled singles, and over half said they feel more pressure to date during the cold months, but less than a third said that they actually want to settle down. So now they're nuffing dating without the pressure to commit to something more serious. Matt, is nuff enough?
So in my experience in the gay community, less commitment is probably better. It's like, oh, we're only going to see each other once. It must be Tuesday.
Yeah, well, but don't you want, I mean, I love the idea of hit it and quit it if you want to, but I like to think that nothing could become something if you really wanted it to. Are you open? Not with me, you know, I'm married, but are you open?
I'm not in a relationship currently. I say through a smile because I literally just met someone last week.
really?
That's and cute. My mother is here and she doesn't know about it yet.
Where is your mother?
She's up in the back left.
Well, guess what,
now,
Mom?
Now you know.
Oh, it could be a
You know what's so funny? Is I said to myself, when this comes up, if they're like, are you dating someone? I was going to be like, no, I'm single. But then I'm like so happy about it that I can't stop.
Oh.
Has your mom met them?
No.
Hi,
sorry
mom.
About that.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
It's Drew Barrymore.
I Congratulations on your son being happy. So happy that he's like, you know what? I don't even want to fake it. I am seeing someone. I'm happy.
Yeah, you know, he was singing a lot when he was home for Thanksgiving.
He was singing a lot when he was home for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's the town. You know, happy gay son when he's singing a lot at Thanksgiving.
And it's like, it's not like Adele and sad. It's like, you know.
More than your children being happy.
Yes.
Oh, no. I can't believe I did that. Wow.
Well, I think it's great. And that is it for news. As always, we make this show for you, so take it with you.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.